Hi, it's Dave. So I've got a theory here that I think Q4 for Tesla is going to be a really, really big quarter. In fact, I think it can be a blowout quarter. And in this video, I want to share my reasoning behind this. So let's first look at a tweet by Trung Fan. He talks about a 2013 email from Elon Musk to SpaceX employees where Elon Musk replies and says a lot has happened in 8 years. Now, the important part of this tweet here is in the email, in 2013, here's what Elon Musk said. He said, public companies are judged on quarterly performance. Just because some companies are doing well doesn't mean that all would. Both of these companies, Tesla in particular, had great first quarter results. SpaceX did not. In fact, financially speaking, we had an awful first quarter. If we were public, the short sellers would be hitting us over the head with a large stick. Now, if you notice, what Elon Musk is saying here is he's saying quarterly performance is really, really important because public companies are usually judged on their quarterly performance. And so in a way, it's a short-term minded focus that Elon actually recognizes, right, as being important if you're going to lead a public company. Now, let's go to this leaked email that we had over the weekend from Elon Musk, where he asks people to be more efficient. And here's the email kind of highlight, he says. At the end of the email, he says, the right principle is take the most efficient action as though we were not publicly traded and the notion of end of quarter did not exist. All right, so what does he mean here? He's saying basically pretend Tesla is not a publicly traded company, pretend Tesla doesn't even have an end of quarter, right? And let's go ahead and smooth out the deliveries. Let's make kind of deliveries the most efficient, the smartest way, you know, to do it. So here we have seemingly two opposing ideas here, that the short-term quarter is super important versus another idea where Elon is saying, hey, let's pretend there is no quarter, right? That is not important, but we're looking more on the long-term. Now, I think the reason why Elon Musk is able to kind of break free from this kind of fixation on kind of the quarterly earnings is because Tesla is absolutely killing it and the earnings are just getting better and better every year. I just tweeted this out earlier today. When you see Elon Musk get disinterested in Tesla's quarterly earnings, it means that Tesla is killing it. And so there you have it. The theory is the better Tesla's earnings gets, Elon Musk will get more and more disinterested in pleasing investors for short-term kind of quarterly performance. You've already seen it where Elon Musk has pulled himself out of quarterly conference calls because he doesn't think it's important anymore, right? He just sees Tesla's trajectory, its performance just expanding and growing every quarter. And he's pulling himself out, I think, at the right time. All right, let's move on. Let's go a little bit deeper into this. So Troy Teslake, he says that his estimates for Q4 deliveries are about 280,000 vehicles. The analyst consensus is about 263,000. This is a couple weeks ago. And he thinks that production could be over 300,000. Now, this is, you know, bigger than what I was expecting just about a month ago. And Tesla is really pushing forward with this. So what does it mean if Tesla can deliver, let's say, 285,000 vehicles or so in Q4, the last 3 months of this year? Let's take a look at Q3 here that they just reported last quarter or last month. And if you notice, they delivered 241,000 vehicles, right? Revenue was about, for autos, $12 billion. Overall revenue is $13.7 billion. And then you had operating income or income from operations coming out to $2 billion, right? This is kind of the key number here. And one of the reasons why I think Tesla was able to break out of their all-time highs. Now, if you look back for previous quarters, Tesla's operating income was basically fluctuating between, let's say, $800 million, $575 million, $600 million. So Tesla's, you know, operating income on a yearly basis was right around maybe $2 billion or $2 to $3 billion or so, right? Annual run rate. But if you jump to Q3, a $2 billion operating profit in one quarter, that's an $8 billion annual run rate for operating profit. And you can attach a multiple on top of that, right, to get kind of a valuation. But let's look at Q4 here. So last month, I had originally estimated that they would deliver 270,000 vehicles. You would have auto gross margin, auto revenue of $13.5 billion, total revenues of $15.6 billion. And then you have an operating income of $2.36 billion. If you annualize that, that's about a $10 billion run rate, right, in operating income. So this is huge, right? You're going from an $8 $1 billion, right, annual run rate for operating income to a $10 billion just in a quarter. And this is just expanding into next year. Now, if we boost these numbers, right, let's say to 285,000 deliveries, you have auto revenues at $14.2 billion, total revenues at $16.3 billion. And let's say Tesla does a 31.6% gross margin, which, you know, it could be possible. Then you've got income, operating income coming out to be $2.64 billion just in a single quarter, right? Which is mind-blowing with an operating margin of 16.2%. Now, if Tesla is able to do this, and this is before Austin and before Berlin even get started, right? Which is just going to compound their revenue and increase their operating profit. So let's go ahead and look at what possibly might happen. These were numbers I forecasted actually last month, so I haven't changed them. But yeah, if Tesla's able to go next year from 300,000 to 400,000 vehicles per year, they're able to boost, let's say, the revenue to $22.5 billion overall, and they can have operating income of $4.1 billion, which would be crazy, like annualized run rate, that's over $16 billion, right? Or $17 billion, something in between there. But the numbers you see here are just numbers that analysts, like financial people, people who are into this stuff, are just gonna salivate, right? They're just gonna look at this and just go, oh my gosh, this is like such an amazing business with such operating leverage. And especially, you know, this is just at 400,000 vehicles, right? That's 1.6 million annualized. Imagine if they get to 5 million or 10 million. These numbers just scale, right? And it really gives a clear path for kind of these financial types to see the growth story of Tesla. And I think next year is going to be one of the most amazing years of Tesla, where more and more people are going to jump on board to understand really the earning potential, right, of Tesla. All right, what's the key takeaway to all this? So we have Elon Musk. He understands how important, right, quarterly earnings are to a company, because that's how typically investors will judge a company. Yet he's distancing himself from these quarterly results, and we're seeing more and more moves of him focusing on the long term. He's no longer on quarterly conference calls. He's telling his company, pretend there is no quarter end, right? And this is, I think, extremely bullish, because I think this is indication that Elon Musk is seeing things going really, really well at Tesla. We're seeing quarter after quarter Tesla outperforming, really surprising people of how much they could deliver in terms of earnings and profits. And then we are entering into a new season of expanded earnings, especially going into 2022 with Austin and Berlin, that I think is just going to show more and more operating leverage, where revenue is going to increase. I don't think operating expenses are going to increase as much as profit is. And so the big highlight is going to be more and more profit for Tesla. And in the meantime, Elon takes this as an opportunity, rather than to kind of relish in the numbers and the profits. No, he's going to redirect focus on what he thinks is more important into product development, engineering, manufacturing, right? Battery, 4680, full self-driving, autonomy, AI, etc. And I think while some CEOs might lose focus, I think, in my opinion, focus is one of Elon Musk's greatest strengths. And as his focus turns more long-term, it reminds me as a Tesla investor that the long-term is where it's at. All right, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.